Well, it was a number of years ago now, way back in 2001, that Marks and Spencer's, for their Christmas advert, asked various celebrities to sum up Christmas in three words. The Queen's Speech. Filling a stocking. Peace on Earth. Last minute shopping. Pulling a cracker. Eating too much. Morecambe and Wise. And of course, the punchline of the Christmas advert, the real meaning of Christmas in three words, Marks and Spencer's. Now, I want to dare to suggest that there could be more to Christmas than all of those things. Of course, none of them actually mentioned Christ. Many people sadly leave Christ out of Christmas. How would you sum up Christmas in three words? Perhaps that's something for us to discuss over coffee. Now, I'm sorry if you're hoping for a 45-minute exposition this morning, but I want to attempt to sum up Christmas not in three words, but just in two words. And if you have Matthew chapter 1, page 966 open, you can see them. They are Jesus and Emmanuel, a name and a title. So first of all, verse 21, Jesus. An angel of the Lord is speaking to Joseph in a dream, and the angel says, verse 21, she, Mary, will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now, of course, it has been a far from ordinary day for Joseph, and it's not normal for God to turn up and name your child. No looking in baby name books for this couple, or trawling the family tree, no endless debate. He was to be called Jesus. God had said so. And this is just one of the many signs that this birth, this baby, are special. It's clear from the Bible accounts of Jesus' birth that God is completely in control and directing matters. And that, I think, is at least part of the significance of the virgin birth. It makes it very clear that God is acting here. All this is God's initiative. Since I'm sure of Christmas is all about love and kindness and peace and goodwill, and I have to say that I am entirely in favour of those things, absolutely. You know, be nice and generous this Christmas. But it's vital to realise that Christmas and Christianity are first of all about what God has done, not about what we must do. Christmas is about God acting, about God's love, moving him to come to earth as a human being. The love of God, such that God the Father sends God the Son, whom he loves, because they love us. The love of God, such that God the Son willingly comes from the throne of heaven to be born and laid in a manger in Bethlehem for love of us. And our love for God and for one another is a response to the God who first loved us. The God who came to seek and to save the lost. So the virgin birth and Christmas show us unmistakably that Christianity is not about our best efforts to somehow reach up to God. Christmas is about God coming down, searching for us. God comes to seek and save the lost. As we'll see, God to the rescue. So God takes the initiative, and he says this baby is to be called Jesus. Now, I guess if you get the Rushlake Green phone book, you won't find many Jesuses in it. It's a common name in South America, I think, isn't it? Gabriel Jesus, Jono tells me I must say Jesus or something, plays for Man City and Brazil. but not many Jesuses around here these days. But in those days there, Jesus would have been a perfectly ordinary name. And it reminds us that Jesus was a real human being. When we come to the Bible accounts, we're not in fairy tale land. This is not, you know, let's pretend once upon a time in a land far, far away. I know the virgin birth takes some believing, but the New Testament claim is that it is a historical reality, not legend or make-believe. You know, some people sometimes doubt the historical existence of Jesus, but I have to say the evidence is completely overwhelming. The great question is not did he exist, but who was he? Why did he come? Are the claims of the New Testament about him reliable? Do they stack up? And his name Jesus, although in a way a perfectly ordinary name, is also a name intended to spell out his significance. Verse 21, again, God is explicit about it. You will give him the name Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. The name Jesus means God, or the Lord, saves. Yahweh saves. Jesus came on a rescue mission to be our saviour, to save his people from their sins. Our sin, all those wrong things that we do and say and think, all the good things that we fail to do, our soul sickness, the problem of our sinful hearts, all that separates us from God and calls down his judgment. But God is not only a God of holiness and justice. He also loves his people, and so he determines to save them. The baby in the manger is going to be the rescuer. By his life and death, he will save his people from their sins. He will bear our sins on the cross, the sins of all who will trust in him, so that we might be forgiven. Jesus, the Saviour. His name is a form of the name Joshua. And Jesus is a new and better Joshua. Remember him? The successor to Moses in Old Testament times. Joshua who defeated God's enemies and led God's people into the promised land. And so it is that Jesus too defeats our enemies of sin and death and hell. And all who trust in Jesus can be sure that he conquers and will bring them to the promised land of heaven and the new creation. Just advanced Bible class for a moment, if you want some Christmas homework. There is, of course, another Joshua in the Bible, in the book of Zechariah, the high priest who also becomes king. And, of course, Jesus is our priest and king, our mediator, go-between, the one who brings us to God. And Zechariah prophesies that God's people will be made clean and forgiven. All the prophecies of Scripture find their ultimate fulfillment in Jesus, our prophet, priest, and king. So this Jesus, this Joshua, this historical man, the Saviour, is also second, verse 23, Emmanuel, which means God with us. Again, the virgin birth is a pointer to his identity, isn't it? That he is the God-man, God in the flesh. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleased as man with man to dwell, Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us. And when we say that Jesus is God with us, of course we mean that that presence is purposeful and world-changing. It's rather different from saying, oh, darling, Grandpa will be with us again for Christmas. Now, what does that mean? He'll sit in the corner and watch the telly and eat lots of Quality Street, maybe. It would be nice, lovely to have him, but it's not a seismic event, is it? Well, God with us is rather different. What could be more significant than God come to earth? The unfathomable mystery of the Creator in the manger. And God with us has the great sense of God for us, God on our side. That's what it means in the original context of Isaiah's prophecy. The point is that God's people can be sure that God is with them. He'll be with them in battle so their enemies won't defeat them. And so it is for us. Our world is a mess. We're often a mess. There's darkness out there and darkness within our hearts. All of us will face death. And we've already said that we are sinners who deserve the judgment of God. But nevertheless, this holy, powerful God came to be with us. He is for us. He is on our side. And of course, Almighty God, the Creator, is unstoppable. Of course, he can defeat all that stands against us. Of course, there is nothing to fear if God is with us. As the Bible says, if God is for us, who can be against us? By his death and resurrection, Jesus, the God-man, triumphs for us. And he is enthroned in heaven today for us. He lives to intercede for us, to be our go-between with God the Father. So he is God with us, that we might know him. He is God with us, that as a true human being, he might sympathize with us in our weakness. God knows what it is to be a man from the inside. He is God with us, tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. He is God with us, that as a mortal man he might die the death that we deserve. He is God with us, that his death, the death of the God-man, might have infinite value and be powerful to save all his people. So two words that can indeed sum up Christmas. Jesus, Emmanuel. Jesus, a real historical human being, the Saviour, the long-promised rescuer king who delivers us from sin. Jesus, the new and better Joshua, who alone can bring us to safety and victory and blessing to the promised land. And Jesus, Emmanuel, the eternal God himself, with us and for us as a human being. Those two words capture the infinite significance of Christmas. They call us to put our trust in Jesus and all that God has done for us in him. God would say to us, as the angel said to Joseph, do not be afraid. Even though God has shown up, God is for you. And God invites us, like Joseph, to respond to him in obedience and faith. Will you trust in Jesus as your Saviour? And will you embrace Jesus as God with us and for us? May God open our eyes and the eyes of many others afresh this Christmas to the wonderful significance of Jesus, our Saviour, who rescues us from our sin, who is Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.